For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Stacy Pearsall serves up heaping spoonfuls of homemade soup, a creamy concoction of kale, cauliflower, and sausage, hearty like her life.
I'm a firm believer that everything that you are challenged with throughout your life is basically setting you up for the next challenge.
The 38-year-old has a hard time talking about her childhood. She graduated early, leaving home at 17. Yet she followed in her family's footsteps, joining the military.
They give you a camera, and they say, go cover conflict.
The woman who once fled conflict at home now confronted it through a lens as a combat photographer in Iraq.
I was in at a time when women were not officially allowed in combat roles. So for us to be combat photographers is sort of, it's interesting.
Interesting because she was very much immersed in combat.
It was routine to hear gunfire. It was routine to hear screaming.
At times, she had to trade her camera for a gun.
It was a mess. Essentially, we were funneled into a kill zone, and we were ambushed.
Stacy still processes those moments like old-fashioned film, blurred by the explosions that rattled her life.
And the last blow I took was something I couldn't recover from.
Trauma to both her brain and her spine ended her military career.
I spent a lot of time circling the drain.
She wound up in a VA hospital, frustrated, depressed. She says having to prove herself once again worthy as a woman.
And now fighting for the very care that I deserve, just like all the other veterans, and having to justify it. And sitting there and thinking, there is nothing left, and there is nothing left.
She considered suicide. And then
an elderly gentleman sits next to me while I was at the VA hospital, and he stares at me. My kettle was whistling, like, and I was about to give him a piece of my mind.
The aperture of her inner camera slowly opened, letting in just enough light.
And that was just the moment he was waiting for to spill his own life story.
As she listened,
the guy was a World War II greatest generation hero.
She focused.
I had an epiphany that all the people that I thought were prejudiced against me, maybe I was the prejudiced one.
She began to live outside of herself, bringing her camera to every appointment. Stacy has captured 7,000 faces since the Veterans Portrait Project was born 10 years ago. Faces and stories like Elizabeth Johnson.
She served as a postal clerk during World War II. It was an all-African-American woman unit that actually served in country.
Johnson's portrait shows her holding her 1943 Army photo, the same soulful look in her eyes.
I see people differently.
People like veteran Bobby Henline, severely burned, photographed up close.
I see his lifelines and his laughter wrinkles and the curve of his mouth and the joy that comes through his eyes.
Perhaps Stacy's most profound portrait, personally, is that of a widow.
As a combat photographer, of course, I had to photograph some really tough things, and that includes, you know, the last part of someone's life.
It exposed her heart's mission.
All I ever wanted to do was to honor their memories. And the project is a way for me to do that. That I'm going to live the best life that I can because they can't.
For more on this story, go to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.